A reminder of the installation and welcome service for our new bishop being held this evening. It's at 7 o'clock at St. John's York Mills. Everyone is most welcome as we mark this time of new beginning in his relationship with us and in our relationship with him. And so if you're available to go to that service, I would certainly encourage you to do that and to be present as we in the church of this area of York Scarborough gather together and celebrate this new ministry. A reminder to those who have vestry reports that need to be written, if you could get them into Craig as soon as possible, that would be greatly appreciated. We've already received some, and for those we say thank you. As well, we are in a time of looking for nominations, and especially nominations for parish council. And I know you've all just been dying to serve on parish council. We may not know that, though. So if it is something that you would like to do, please make sure that you speak to either Kian or Hazel or I, and we can make sure that your name is included in that process. And as well, we will be approaching people over the coming weeks, or I should say Hazel and Kian will be approaching people to serve on parish council in the coming year. Reminder of the Poetry Cafe on February 10th at 7 o'clock in the Narthex. It gets transformed into this cafe with candlelight, and it's a wonderful opportunity to gather together. And the theme is going to be, of course, love, because of Valentine's Day. So that's on Friday, February the 10th at 7 o'clock. Anne has asked me to remind people that she has our income tax receipts for 2016, and if you could please pick yours up from her, that would be greatly appreciated. And she asked me to encourage you as well to check them over the next couple of days. Don't wait until you're going to file your income tax and then call her and say, there's a mistake, I need a new one. So if you could talk to her and get your receipts, that would be greatly appreciated. Jeff has a completed mattress with our milk bags, and it's at the back. You're going to come to the front. Have a look at it on your way out. It looks wonderful. And I know Jeff has put a lot of work into that. And so for that, we want to say thank you.
I'm just going to start simply. Because really, Chris, it's Colleen. This is what everybody's been collecting for us, right? We take those and make a whole bunch of these. And then we make a whole bunch of these. And that ends up with that mat back there. It took me between 16 and 20 hours myself to do that. So, and it goes to a good cause. They actually use it for packing material to get it down there for nothing.
Great.
So, please, I know Colleen this year wants everybody to start pitching in to make more, the looms downstairs. I just got a sample for you.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Jeff, for doing that. And it's a great opportunity for us. And maybe there are groups of people who would like to get together over a few weeks and look at making one themselves, because it would be it's a great outreach opportunity, and as Jeff said, does serve a wonderful cause. And as I understand it, it's not that difficult. So think about it and come out and be part of that. Our closing hymn today is...